Our thought is going to come out of the book of Nehemiah. Stopping the breach. A breach is something that happens that allows stuff out or stuff in. I have a pond there behind the house, down below the house, and if the water gets over the top, it'll start washing away, and that'll be a breach. And it'll end up destroying. The wall that's holding everything back. There's been a whole lot of talk for the last few weeks about taking down a wall, and I guess we're going to be looking more about building up a wall. We find in the book of Job where the hedge was lowered about Job, and Satan was allowed to come after him. He couldn't take his life. But he took all of his possessions, and nothing can happen unless God allows it. Satan don't have no power unless God allows it. We, in the last few weeks and months, there's been so many things that happened that we seem to have a breach in our wall. And somebody needs to step up.
Amen.
And I want to read, I hope I got my glasses. We hadn't lost them. I want to read out a little bit to just sort of get to where we're at here in the first chapter. And they, some of these names I may fail at, but I'll do the best I can. And then we're going to go read in the fourth chapter, and that's where our thought is. But I just want to read just three or four verses here, four verses that just let you know where Nehemiah is at and what Nehemiah done and what we're going to have to do as God's people to stop the breach. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hekaliah, it came to pass in the month of Kislew, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, Hananiah, one of my brethren, came and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left in captivity concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me that the raiment that are left of the captivity there is in the providence are in great affliction and in reproach. And the wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted before God of heaven. And then if you go on and read in the next verse, he said, I beseech thee, O Lord. So he began to pray. And so we realize that Nehemiah's heart was broke when he heard what had happened to Jerusalem and to his brethren. When he heard that the walls had been tore down and the gates would burn. And now we're going to go over here in the fourth chapter, and we find where Nehemiah and God's people begin to build the walls back. And so you'll find in this chapter, I've heard Brother Kyle mention it different times about how they had as they built, they had a sword in one hand. The builders had their sword on the side. They built with one hand, and they had their sword in the other. But we find our thought to come out of the seventh verse there, and I pray the Lord to help us. I'll be able to bring this out in the way He gave it to me. But
Somehow or another, we've got to shut Satan off. If we're going to have revival, we've got to shut him off, and we've got to stop the breach. Somebody must fill the gap, and I pray that we'll be willing to do that. Somebody will step up, a woman of God, a man of God, but somebody, this church here, that will step up, this community, will step up and fill that gap and stop this breach. But it came to pass that when Sibeldath heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And you never want to mock God, but that ain't our thought. And when he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews, will they Lord, if themselves, will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in the day? Will they receive revive the stones out of the heaps? In other words, it's been the walls tore down. Can they revive these stones out of the heaps and the rubbish which are burned and which were the gates was burned? Now, Tabiah, the Ammonite, was with him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O God, and here is where Nehemiah again prays. Hear, O God, for we are depressed and turn their reproach upon their own head and give them for a prey in thy land of captivity. Cover not their iniquity and let their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee in anger before the builders. And so we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the height thereof, for the people had no mind to work. And I pray this week we'll have a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sibeldath and Tabiah, the Arabians and the Amorites and the Ashdodites heard that the wall of Jerusalem was being made up, and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth. And I want to stop reading right there. He said when they heard that the breaches were begin to be stopped, I want you to realize they were very wroth. When we begin, somebody steps up in the gap, somebody begins to stop the breach, it's going to anger Satan. He don't like that when someone gets willing to step up and fill the breach. And somebody is going to have to step up, whether it be Hilltop Church, or somebody needs to be willing to step up and fill the breach. These fiery darts of Satan has been coming at us freely, and somehow we've got to humble ourselves and pray and ask God to come in and fill this breach. If you go over in the book of Ezekiel, in the 22nd chapter, in the 31st, it said, I saw for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap. And you look here what the gap is, you will find out the definition is breach. And so it needed somebody to step in the gap, in the hedge. I told you earlier that the wall or the hedge was lowered around Job. I want you to realize Satan has no access unless the hedge has been lowered. But when it is lowered, there is a breach, and somebody has to step up and step in to fill that gap and begin to stop the breach. He said the hedge
and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy. But I found none. And listen, I want you to listen to me today. Honey, there was a man named Abraham. What God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham went to God and he prayed to God. And he was a gap. He was a breach there. He was trying to stop the breach. He asked if you would destroy all the righteous with the wicked. It took a man being willing to approach God to stop the breach. Honey, there was a man named Moses. Different times you'll find when God was ready to destroy them there in the land of the wilderness when they was traveling through. They mourned and cried. Satan was all over them. Amen. But there was a man named Moses. Different times you'll find that stepped up and was willing to get in the gap and approach God on the behalf of the people that the breach might not be stopped. It's going to take somebody being willing to approach God, humble themselves, and be a man of God, be a woman of God, be the church of God. This breach has got to stop. It is killing us. He's destroying us. That's what the view listened to what I said. I went down there one time. The water was going all over the dam. It was over that high. I would have been scared to walk across it. I feel like it would have washed me away. But listen to me, when the waters went down, honey, there was a ditch out there, waist deep, out of my pond down. It was letting it all out. That's what a breach does. It either lets something in or it lets something out. And he looked for somebody and he found none. Jesus, he was the only one that could stop the breach. We would all have been destroyed if it hadn't been for Jesus. He come in, they looked through heaven and earth. They looked for somebody that was able to fill that gap to stop the breach. They found none, but then the Lion of the Tribe of Judah prevailed. Listen to me. Somebody had to step up, and Jesus was the one. But now, and also, we find different men that done it. And through history, we found different churches and we found our forefathers that was willing to die and give their blood, give their families a life and have somebody to step in the gap, someone to fill that breach. When Satan reigned, we find always there's been someone willing to stand up. Some of us, Hilltop Church, we're going to step up. Satan has had way too much influence on our churches in this area. Satan has had way too much influence on our children, on our community. Satan has had way too much influence. And I want you to know, because the way we've done, the hedge has been lowered. There's a breach there. But God is looking for somebody to step up. I've heard that all my life. Step up and fill the gap. I didn't realize it was a breach. That's exactly what he was talking about over there. Stopping the breach, filling the gap, taking up that space. Somebody has to do it. I pray, God, if you could use me, use me. If you could use this church, use this church. But let somebody humble themselves. Isaiah said, here I am, Lord, send me. Somebody step up.
Jesus was willing to come. He's our prime example. We should be willing. I want my grandbabies to be saved. You want yours to be saved. I'm tired of Satan winning. I want our churches to flourish. I'm tired of Satan winning. I want your homes to be godly. I want my home to be godly. I'm tired of Satan winning. It's just like the waters is running over us. Our gates have been burned. The wall has been tore down. Satan is running free. Somebody's going to have to be willing. He said, take the shield of faith. That's how we keep those fiery darts off. Amen. That's the gap. Honey, through faith. Honey, it's our only way we do this is with God. Amen. Nehemiah prayed. He knew where his help was going to come from. I know where our help's going to come from. You know where our help is going to come from. Why are we willing to step up and fill the gap? It's such a hole. There's such a gap in the hedge and the wall. The waters has been running through for a while. It's going to take some people strong in the faith of God to fill up his hole. I believe this. I believe it starts in our homes. It starts in your home. Amen. It starts in your home. Amen. It starts in my home. I believe strong families make strong churches. Amen. I believe that. Amen. And I believe strong churches make strong families. They work together. Amen. I think strong churches make strong communities. Amen. I believe strong communities make strong counties. Yeah. Strong counties make strong states, and strong states will make a strong nation. Amen. Jason, who's building this right here, he started we was building a pad, I'll just put it that way. It was a big pad. I drove back there the first day to go back there to do this pad where he was going to build it, the field. I drove uphill going to it. It was going uphill. He had a big John Deere tractor. I can't remember. It's 80-something, 100. I love the tractor. It's an old one, but I like it. But a little pan was about wide as this pew right here. And he got me on this tractor. I'd never run it before. He showed me how to shift the gears and all that, crank it up. I didn't have enough sense to crank it. I'd never been on one like that. I got her fired up. He said, you just start taking dirt off right here and you go drop it down yonder. And I thought, I don't know if I want to go down there. It was just a holler. Well, I went and made a scoop and I took it around. That's all you do when you're panning. You just go round in circles. I went down there and I went off in that holler and drove down there and I dropped it. I went up, started grabbing me another pan. I looked down there. And it was just a little bitty speck of dirt. And I thought, that looks like taking a teaspoon of sugar and putting it in a dump truck bed. I'll never get this done. So you work. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. The point in all this is, when I walked down there that day,
And I saw that pond and all that water going across and how it was breached. There's no way I could have stopped that. How can one little pebble make a difference? But honey, one over and over and over and over can fill up the hole. You drive back there to that same spot now, I drove uphill, you go downhill. Asked my wife, she thought I was crazy when I took over her shoulder what we was going to do. She said, there ain't no way. Filled up a holler. Took a hill off and filled a holler. You've got to be willing to try. That's her problem. Nobody's willing to step up and fill the hole. It looks too big, don't it? How can we? We're a little old hilltop. I'm just one. Moses was just one person. Abraham was just one person. But with God, you can do all things. We're just a little church beside a road that's set on a hill. But he said that cannot be hid. You know why it cannot be hid? It's him. It's him. He fills the gap. But it takes people with faith, believing, willing to step out and say, use me, God. Be a Moses. Be a Isaiah. Take the example of Christ. But somebody has got to fill the gap. The breach has got to be stopped. What are we going to do about it? We start with prayer. And then as he leads, we're willing to do what he tells us to do. Abraham had to be willing. Honey, he was willing when he took his son, Isaac. He was a man that was willing to step in the gap. He was a man willing to try to stop the breach. I'm tired of him shooting fiery darts at us. I'm tired of watching the breach be destroyed, the hedge come down, the wall being torn down, the gates being burnt. Satan, what did they do when they mocked? What'd that one say? You don't think ain't Satan the same way? Well, look at little hilltop there. What are them feeble little bunch of missionary Baptists going to do? He said, even think was willing to step up and fill the gap. A fox could crawl up on the wall. They couldn't build it high enough to keep a fox from getting on top of it. And if he got on top, he would turn down the weight of a little fox. That's how Satan sees it. But honey, they saw it a different way when God got involved. That's the difference. It takes God getting involved. You don't mock God. He's going to get his. And that's what they represented was old Satan. And they get theirs. I'm going to read this. And I reckon I'll be done. Hilltop Church, we're losing them. We're losing them. You say the Lord's blessing, He is. But I'm watching children grow up here, and I ain't hear them telling about being saved. Now we're hearing some. I'm thankful for the ones we're hearing. Don't get me wrong. I'm thankful for everything God's done for us, but I want them all to be saved. In the 106th division of the Psalms, I don't want to read it all. It'd take too long, but I advise you to read it all. And it's talking about Moses here. In the 21st verse, it says, they forgot God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the hand of Ham and terrible things in the Red Sea. Therefore, he said that he would destroy them. And had not Moses, his chosen, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. You know why I think we're still here today? Just like with Sodom and Gomorrah, when Abraham pleaded for them, there was a few hanging on. Or he would have destroyed them all. Noah and his family, it was just a few hanging on. Or he would have destroyed them all. All of mankind, we're talking about a man and his family. You don't think a pebble can't make a difference if God's in it? If you don't, when Abraham went and pleaded for Sodom that he'd not destroy the rights, there's a few hanging on. It said Moses filled the breach. He stood in the breach. He stood in the gap. Or he would have destroyed. Is there not a cause? That's what David asked. Is there not a cause? Somebody needs to stand in the breach. Stand in the gap. She's saying, Lord, send me. Who else is willing to stand in the gap? Stand up if you're willing to stand in the gap. Are you? Are you willing? Are you willing to fill that breach? Look around. It's being destroyed. Power, Satan has power, but he don't have the power of God. We'll humble ourselves and pray. He can stop the breach. Let's be willing. Lord, use us. Use us to fill the gap. That's my thought. I pray you have a revival. You got us a soul. You're here today in the lost. Seek the Lord.